Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Well, good evening, and thank you very much for plugging in tonight. And tonight, we will actually have a very interesting topic that is actually very close to my heart. It's about matrix, and what we are looking for tonight is to take the matrix under the microscope, taking it apart, and to kind of help you to, you know, to how to use this information. And I wanted to really to introduce somebody who is actually very passionate about this work, and I very much appreciate the way he's, you know, bringing this work together, and I have huge respect for him. So please help me to welcome author and matrix specialist, Arnaud Pignon. Good evening, Arnaud.
Good evening. Thank you, Magdalena, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I just wanted to let our listener know that actually you are so brave. You're actually in the middle of the night, and you are actually in South Africa, correct?
Yes, I've just woken up 2 o'clock in the morning to bring a very important message to people.
Yes, thank you. So now let's go back to the matrix, is it? Arnaud, listen, I'm so excited because this topic, you know, Matrix is, you know, one of my favorite movies. I actually watched at least over 20 times, but what I'm recognizing, there's so much information there that I did not understand. And I'm actually glad that you are so passionate about that. And please help us to understand. So I would actually really like to start with you to let us know how did you start it and get involved, you know, to understand the Matrix.
Well, yeah, I wanted to understand what is going on in this reality that we're living in, and I wanted to get to the bottom of everything, like anybody else trying to understand what the hell is going on here. And eventually I came to the stage where I realized that we are inside of a reality that is governed by laws, rules, and limitations. And I asked myself, you know, is this an absolute reality that we are inside of, or is this something that has a beginning and an end? And one day, you know, I was doing lots of research, and I came to the point where I realized that, you know, people say in the beginning was the word. And the word was of God, but I realized that the word was not of God. The word was with God. So the word came first, and God came second. So basically, what I'm saying is that this reality is made out of the word, and it is the word, and more specifically, it is data that gives this significance to this reality we are experiencing. When I say it's not absolute, it does have a beginning and an end. So it is not it's not eternal. I've always traveled a lot, and I've always connected with many people. I've been writing for websites for the last 4 or 5 years, so I've always had the luxury of having alternative information available to me, and I've always had the luxury of traveling and meeting people all over the place, and I've come to this point where I've realized beyond the shadow of a doubt that yes, we are inside of a digital hologram, and there are ways to remove your contribution to materializing things within this hologram that you don't really want to be materializing. And this has to do with getting rid of a lot of the programming which becomes embedded within your mind, that gives rise to matter the way that the creator of this reality wants it. So the thing about the mind is that it's built negative, and the setup of this reality is set up in a way as to install programs into your mind, as to load information, load words into your mind, so that you eventually give these words power over you, and you start materializing a very mundane or single-sided or single point of view kind of reality, which basically puts you in a state of, let's say, enslavement. And this is why most people are having such a hard time here, because it's so complex. Well, it's not complex. You know, complex is just a word.
If you understand, that's the whole point. If you understand, it's not complex. But if you do not understand, it becomes terrifying, because there's so much information here.
Yes, there's too much information here.
Exactly.
We live in the age of information and the age of technology, and the information is just everywhere, and people are spending more time with information than ever before, and that's why we have more suffering than ever before at the moment, because all this information starts controlling you. If you look at the generation of today and you compare the generation of today with the generation of say 50 years ago, there is a massive difference between, if you have to compare yourself with me, like the way my mind is built and the way your mind is built is completely different, because I've had access to the most abundance of information from the highest degrees my whole life. But that's not necessarily to my benefit, because it's much more difficult for me to actually I have already done it, but for an average person, it's much more difficult to actually hit the ground zero again, because there's so much embedded there. It's much harder for a person of today, of this generation, to actually be.
Of the programming.
Because of the programming, mm-hmm. exactly. And the technology, and people are spending much more time inside the mind than people were spending inside the mind, you know, in your generation.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up without computer, I grew up without TV, I grew up without cars. So it's looked like for me, I know before and now.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you think back at the way you were when you were like a teenager or a little girl, I'm sure you were in a better state than you can say that you are in now. I don't know.
Yes, but you know what I recognized also is that we were programmed through our culture and ancestral energy.
And what energy, sorry?
Ancestral.
Oh, yeah, sure. So
we were dealing with a different programming.
Yes, yeah. You were dealing more with the religious programming.
Mm-hmm.
And, the same programming that everybody faces is mainly from the family too, because, like you said, the ancestry, you have lots of programs actually running through your own ancestral line that carries on, you know, through all the generations, and
yes.
That's also a massive, actually the main part of deprogramming is targeting that and nullifying that, because like the Jews say, the sins of the father follow the son. So the matrix is set up that way to catch everybody, and unfortunately when people do have children, they do unconsciously project whatever they have in them to the offspring, and this is why, you know, the same patterns carry on for people generation after generation.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Anna, what was amazing about that is that, you know, in order for you to be a good person, you didn't want to rebel about the status quo, because otherwise you would be expelled, and you didn't want to get yourself into trouble.
Yeah, I mean, For sure, that's what happens in school. You know, whoever steps out of line is put back into line through discipline. So, and the thing is, you know, getting expelled. I think everybody comes to a stage where you know you just don't care anymore. You just say things the way it is. People. Especially today, people do have a lot of fear of actually, you know, saying exactly what they think, speaking their mind, and being completely transparent about the way they feel. And this happens mainly through in the professional arena. You know, if you have a job, if you have a work, you have a particular persona. That you have to keep up, you know, you have to keep this image, and everybody has to see you as a particular person, so that your status remains upheld. And this fear, most of it is definitely from the persona, and it all comes from the working situation that you find yourself in, and especially if you fall under a belief system, you know, if you're still a religious person. There's like if you fall under any belief system, you put yourself in a box, and there's no way coming out there until the day that that you decide. Okay,
You know what is interesting about what you just said is that I recognize, you know, I'm in health and wellness for over 20 some years, and what I recognize that, you know, it is impossible to bring any healing because there's so much disinformation.
Yeah.
And thank you. And what I will actually liked, I was reading the part where you were talking about the body, mind, and soul instead body, soul, and mind. And what I recognize, we're here in the West, we have also, you know, concentration body, mind, and spirit. So I would really like you to emphasize more on that. That was a pretty amazing statement for me. So, you know, that really touched my core.
Yeah. All right. Well, the spirit is a construct of the matrix. So even the spiritual realm is also a hologram. It's also a digital hologram that you go to after you pass away on this plane. It's also scripted over there, just as it is scripted over here. So the script would be a time track, so it consists of past, present, and future, and you conscientize and you materialize your own script and your own time track when you are mind centered. So we spoke about body, mind, soul, and then we spoke about body, soul, mind. So the thing is, Only one thing can occupy the same space. Now, when you're not soul centered, when you're not in ground zero, and you're a mind centered person, then you have embedded programming, and this means that you have by default two opposing sides within you. And these two opposing sides is actually the origin of duality, because it all starts within. So the materialization of duality outside is actually comes out of the duality within you. And you constantly have two sides within you battling over the same space. And this is automatically happening for any mind-centered person. And, you know, if we talk about bipolar, well, most of the world is bipolar, because most people have
that
two
was
sides,
so amazing to me.
Two sides within them, you know, there's two polarities in there. And that's why we have so much nonsense and so much war in the world, because most people are still mind-centered, and the mind-centeredness arises out of taking on knowledge. So you go to school, you take on a religion, whatever, and all this data and knowledge gains dominion over you, and your mind starts controlling you. So when I say the mind starts controlling you, another big thing to realize is that the mind is not, does not belong to you. The mind is not your creation. The mind is artificial intelligence. The mind is information technology that you've been fooled. You've been fooled by this reality to mix your consciousness with it. So you've allowed this mind to actually control you. You've given yourself over to it. And when you give yourself over to it, that's when the reality you are in becomes, starts becoming greater and you become lesser. And then you have to start operating accordingly. Like you have to start doing things the way the reality needs you to do it. You need to take on a persona, you need to get a job, etc. You need to follow man's laws. You need to follow God's laws to make it. And you lose your connection to the whole. So when I say you lose your connection to the whole, well, you lose your soul basically, because by taking on knowledge, by taking on data, you unconsciously sell your soul to this system, and then you become a product of this matrix, of this system. And it's there where you turn into a spirit, because a spirit is a divided being, is a separate being from the whole. And a spirit is what is actually a mortal being. So when you're a mortal being, you will pass, like after you pass away, you'll go to the spiritual realm and you'll be deceived there, and you'll come back out here, and you'll be spit back out right here and try again. And the only reason you come back, of course, is because you've made a big mistake, and the mistake you made is that you disconnected from the whole, from everything that is. You disconnected from the entire universe flowing through you, and the disconnection occurs by intermingling with artificial intelligence to the point that you lose your soul through that.
So Anna, what do you think, when did that actually, this separation started, you know, from the soul to the artificial intelligence, or, you know, actually going into the mind? When did the mind start to take over?
Well, it started to take over after the creation of it. So, okay. So somebody, we call him an individual. You can call him the architect, the creator. Some people call him a Lucifer. This individual wanted to rule the world. He wanted to be the brightest star. He thought he could do that by making this creation. And this individual initiated this creation, and many people became victim to it.
You know what is fascinating to me, when in the movie, when the oracle and the creator, they have a conversation, and as I was preparing myself, you know, for this conversation or the interview tonight, I was realizing, you know, that we, because, you know, there's so much confusion in the world, and everybody is, you know, oh my God, you know, transhumanism and artificial, and, you know, we are hitting into the era of artificial intelligence. What it became clear to me is actually we are already in it. For so long, because when you said that when you mentioned that the architect is actually and what I actually started to understand, that the architect was already actually here, and, you know, many people are talking about that, you know, that the humanity actually extinct themselves already 5 times, that we are actually in the right now on the edge of extinction for the 6th time. I said, oh my God, that's actually total reverse. Instead, what we were thinking, that we are going into the artificial. No, we have to pull ourselves out that artificial into into that.
Yeah.
You know, things as you're talking about the five elements or the into the alchemy to go back to the soul.
Yeah.
And I just, this is why I remember when I said to you in the beginning, it's like, I'm confused. So it's like, I'm totally dealing right now with this total polar opposite right now, reversing my own mind. It's like, oh my God. So, but it makes sense.
Yeah. So you want me to go a little bit into the five elements?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Listen, yes. But at first, I would like to actually to talk about more about the origin of time and the soul in the matrix, if you don't mind.
Okay. So when this reality was initiated, so this individual broke ether. So he attempted to destroy the universe, basically. But the thing is that...
So practically, that's what we are talking about, that there are five-time extinction.
Yeah, well, So he attempted to destroy the universe and attempted to control something that is not controllable. The soul is unbreakable. It is immortal. It is eternal. There's nothing you can do to it. So this individual attempted to break it, and he initiated this artificial intelligence that permeated the entire universe. So this matrix, this digital hologram, permeated the entire universe. The whole universe is inside of this. It's not just the Earth. That's what people need to realize. If you look at Mars, Mars actually, the inhabitants on Mars destroyed themselves a very long time ago. If you look at the planet, you will see all the scars. And the inhabitants there destroyed themselves simply because of the mind. They got to such a stage where they just destroyed themselves. And that's kind of where many people say we're heading at the moment. So, but the thing is that it's not going to happen here on Earth, because if you open your eyes now, you will see that people are waking up and becoming more conscious. We're not going to allow it to also happen here. But back to the origin of all this. So when this was initiated, the whole thing was scripted already, right? So this individual wrote up the whole thing for everything as you know it today, including the script for time, including the time track, the past, the present, and the future. It's all part of the hologram, and of course, it is materialized through the control structures in the forms of governments, etc., that rule the world and actively try and steer the entire world to a particular point that they wish to the control system. Yeah, exactly. And other people are also involved. As we all know, the secret societies are also involved, and they have an active hand in there. And there are lots of patrons, you can say, that they receive, now these would be the worshippers of the dark side. Let's just say that. I don't want to go too deep into the Illuminati, etc. But they ensure that whatever is needed to keep humanity boxed in or controlled, they make sure that these steps are taken through the control structures. And
because that's actually then inside the matrix, practically. Yeah. And the matrix makes sure that everything is fulfilled that is under the programming.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that there are also many quantum computers on the planet, and many of these quantum computers do control many people on the planet. Now, that's another thing that people need to realize. Your mind is an information technology. It is a form of technology that you are using. If you imagine a person that's addicted to a cell phone and they can't leave their cell phone alone, the cell phone has like a form of dominion over that person. Now, it's the same with the mind. The mind has a form of dominion over you. And many of these programs that people fall under is sourced from quantum computers on the planet.
And, what I became amazed when I was reading you saying that the quantum physics is also part of programming. Wow, what does that mean? Because you're talking
the science, the quantum physics, the medical field, everything is part of the programming, because when you're turning your five elements into words, so when you're making words absolute, those words start corrupting absolutely. So whatever the significance of that word holds, whatever the energy of that word holds, you put that energy into your soul center, and this becomes the reality that you experience. And collectively, we've all been doing this for a very long time, and it's out of this that we have a matrix that we live inside of. Now, when I say that the quantum physics forms part of the programming, well, these quantum physicians, they always have these axioms that they deal out to the public, and many people accept it without question. So they like to tell you that in the microcosm is the macrocosm, and in the macrocosm is the microcosm. Now, when people hear that statement, they accept that what we see here and what we are experiencing is everything that is, because when you have a particle in the macrocosm and somebody tells you the microcosm is in there, that statement insinuates that everything that is in there. So what is the microcosm exactly? Well, the microcosm would be the soul. The microcosm would be the source of something that we have in the macrocosm. But the macrocosm, in the macrocosm, there is no microcosm. So the macrocosm is just a wavelength. It's just a wavelength of light that is there due to the soul actually allowing it to be there. But it's not of the soul. The soul is not actually inside of it. It's just hitching a ride with the soul. But the soul is not inside of it. There is no microcosm in the macrocosm. It's something that you need to sit with, but it's definitely an absolute. There is no microcosm in the macrocosm. It's just an illusion. It's not the real thing. It's just made real by you. So realize that the soul is the engine that keeps this matrix running. The soul is the power source that keeps everything running here. The entire construct.
Wow. It's just amazing to me. I'm telling you. Well, another thing what actually really throw me off is when I was reading about, you know, the liberation of our infinite self using words to shatter the matrix reality. And when you were talking about the word intention, and I feel so guilty about that word. And I realized, I said, okay, from now on, I am not using that word anymore. The reason why, because when you started to explain the deeper meaning about the intention, it just totally shifted everything for me. So do you mind actually to kind of, give us a little more explanation for our listener what you meant with that? Because I read about that, but it just was still, it's pretty powerful.
It's quite simple. So basically, you... you program yourself through your five senses because your five senses are plug-ins to the hologram itself. So when you're completely using these five senses to basically live your life, then you're completely inside of the matrix. You're completely inside of the hologram. You're not tapping into what you essentially ultimately really are, your essence. So these five senses are plugged into the hologram, and you're actively kept in tension by whatever is inside the hologram by giving attention to things in the as below aspect of existence. So we say that intention is from above, and attention is from below, and it's only your problem when you're giving attention to what is happening above. So above would be the mind, above would be the programmers of your reality. You're the one that is giving an ear to it. You're the one giving an ear to your thoughts, that you're the only one putting yourself in the box through your attention, and that keeps you in tension. So it keeps you in tension. You know, you go into a mind-centered state, and you start experiencing energy. You start experiencing cause and effect. Now, cause and effect would be relativity. So you're subject to energy. And of course, energy is part of the hologram. Energy, like energy, is also not absolute. People tell you everything is energy, everything is a frequency, everything is a vibrational rate. That's nonsense. Everything is not. Everything is not energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
People say that everything is energy, right? So they say like everything in the world that you see is has a vibrational rate, and that's why it is physical. So in physics they say everything consists of energy, and it is this energy that actually is what is giving rise to matter. And what is the matter? Well, the matter would be the digital hologram of the mind. So this energy, where is this energy actually, coming from exactly, that is giving rise to matter? This energy is simply there because the soul is contributing that energy.
Mm-hmm,
If the soul is not making a contribution to the matrix anymore, then everything reverses. We enter into a new construct, a new reality that is not of this one at all. Now, when I say this one, I'm talking about being in a body. Being in this particular reality where there is space, where there is time, where there is matter, etc.
So practically in the five senses.
Yeah, practically you can say in the five senses. Yeah.
But what I also, when you were talking about, when you broke down that the word intention, that really made such a sense, because practically what I understood is how actually then that the matrix is actually feeding on you energy, or needs you energy through that.
Of course, it's programmed to
keeps you
that.
Under stress.
Keeps you under stress. It just wants you to think all the time. It wants everybody to think consistently and constantly. It doesn't want you to stop thinking. And the thing is, you have to reach that zero point state yourself to realize that there is actually nothing. There is no energy. There is no mind. Ultimately, there is nothing.
So practically, if I understood Anna, is that practically if our soul does not feed that energy of the mind, that's how we are breaking it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's how we take apart this this system. It's by doing it yourself.
Phew. We are practically done extinguishing that, you know, program. Wow, that, you know what is amazing to me? This is what I said, you know, unless we understand, we don't know how to handle that. But in a minute you understand how this programming and how the matrix works, it's so simple.
It's very simple. It's very simple.
But listen, but there's so much, addiction to that, to the thought form. I have to tell you, actually, when I was reading that consciousness, even in consciousness, if I'm understanding correctly, there is no thought. Okay. And I was realizing, I said, oh my God, look at my show name, Conscious Thought with Leo. So what I'm actually trying to say is this. Yeah, you're laughing. Yeah. Thank you. Because, you know, from one side there is, you know, no thought, and on the other side there is thought form. You know, so practically, I am representing my own duality, what I was recognizing.
Yeah, so, well, it's okay.
I did quite a bit of homework here. Also, Anna, what I realized, actually, that all the battling, what we are doing here with the duality is actually, practically, to my understanding, is a battle between our own soul and our own mind.
Yeah, it's there's no battle. From the soul side, there is no battle. But like I said earlier, when you attach yourself to any matrix based construct, you by default you fall into duality there, because the only the soul can be one, right? When you're in oneness with everything, even externally, that means you're in oneness within yourself. You're completely soul centered. When you take on a matrix based construct, then you have the soul, and then you have something else too, and that something else is ultimately essentially not there, but you put your consciousness in there, and you actually create your own monster, your own enemy. And this now in your consciousness, you will have this, like this thing, or let's say yourself, because even you give yourself consciousness too. You give your persona, your ego consciousness. So you have an illusion of a self coming from yourself, and now this self you experience internally. And everything else opposing that, you also experience that internally. And this is why you people do have active dialogues, keeping them busy for very large amounts of time internally or inside of their psyche, between an illusory self and an illusory partner in there. And these two opposing forces are actively being triggered by information technology to garner energy from you due to your mistake, due to you actually giving consciousness to something that is essentially empty.
You know what is amazing to that? Yes, I liked what you use the word attention grabbers. I really like that word. Well, you know, that really actually, this is a beautifully explained to me, even though, I mean, this is very, you know, narrowed down, you know, for us to understand about actually the mind and as an artificial intelligence. And on the other side, what I really like the way you say that, you know, that the greatest and supreme alchemist is the soul. So I would right now really like you to kind of go into that, you know, how you can transform transform alchemically, you know, into the five elements. This is what I, you know, like about your work, actually.
All right. Well, what everybody needs to realize is that you do have much more power than you've been told. You do have much more potency than you have been told. You have the potency to reverse anything of the illusion back to nothing, because you come from nothing. So when I say nothing, don't actually, you know, I say nothing because according to the mind, it's nothing. So right now we're talking about zero and one. So from nothing into something, we came from nothing and we became something. Something would be a construct in the hologram, and whatever you become in the matrix, you can reverse if you want to be something else. If you don't like what you've become here, you've suffered lots of trauma, etc. You want to reverse this energy back to the five elements. So the thing is that of course you need to make a soul connection first, because you can't really do anything when you're still stuck in the mind and you're still mind centered. You can through another person get help. So if you connect with another person that is soul centered, that person can help you to reverse whatever energy is bothering you, troubling you. Another person can help you to turn that energy back to nothing. So when I say turning something back to the five elements, you can't just like, when we're done with this show, you can't just go and say, okay, I don't like this about me, I don't like this about me, I don't like this about me, turn back to the five elements. No, that's not the way it works. You have to do the work on yourself to reach that state where you eventually disconnect from the mind and you enter into the zero point. And from that zero point, that's when you actually gain the potency to reverse your entire investment or debilitation you have in the time track. So all problems come out of the time track. Your consciousness inside of time, you stuck inside of time, that is the origin of all your issues, of all your problems. And becoming soul-centered would also be synonymous with coming into the now, because eventually when you get fully into the now, you have no more of your consciousness inside of the time track, inside of the past and inside of the present. When you're fully in the now, you're fully conscious. And it's from this point where you can start manifesting your own reality again. You can't manifest your own reality when you're still being governed by constructs out of the time track. So reversing things back to the five elements either needs another healer that has a soul connection, or you have to do the work yourself to reach that state that you're after. And from that state, you can just basically review your time track and see all the things there and just meditate, do whatever, and see what it is that you're still holding and actively delete it, or actively you can say turn it back to the five elements. Because remember, the soul is made out of the five elements. So the five elements is ether, earth, water, fire, and oxygen. Don't think physically. So the earth would be the foundation to the cosmic consciousness, whatever you built on. The water element would be your consciousness, which is tightly held within you by the vibration and the energy you are experiencing from your mind. So this means your consciousness stays within you. It becomes occluded by the processing of thoughts. And that means your consciousness cannot access everything. You can't access everything and become one with the whole. Your oxygen element is totally obliterated by the streaming of thought. You don't breathe when you're thinking. You completely stop breathing. And that means mm-hmm. your fire element goes away with that too, because the fire needs oxygen. And the ether would be the oneness that you're experiencing with the universe. So when some of the elements are not working, the universe doesn't flow through you. The ether doesn't flow through you. You lose your connection. You lose your oneness with everything. So as you can see, when you start getting all this in order, you start operating under cosmic laws. You don't operate under man's laws anymore. You don't have control over yourself anymore.
Wow, that's pretty amazing to me. So practically we are dealing then actually more on the metaphorical level than on the physical level. Is this what you are saying?
Yeah, it's very much metaphysical.
Metaphor.
Yeah, it's very much metaphysical. What is governing whatever is going on with you here, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's I'm telling you, there's a lot, because there's a lot of shifting. When I started to kind of go into deeper in this work, what I was realizing, there's so much stuff that I had to kind of shift, because, you know, there are so many challenges that we are facing today. Okay, you know, people are talking about, you know, organic versus inorganic, artificial, intelligence, transhumanism, things, chip implants and stuff. So, you know, how can people understand all these? Can we call them attention grabbers, or are they more viruses of the mind?
Yeah, there's lots of conspiracies out there, and the internet is filled with lots of nonsense. There's lots of nonsense on the internet. You need to be very careful, because You can, if you're in a vulnerable state of fear, many people do suffer from this, and you start going onto the internet, you start loading programs, unnecessary programs from the internet, because especially when you're in that vulnerable state, you're completely in the five senses, and you become subject to viruses on the internet. So be very careful of the internet. Be very careful of loading viruses that debilitate your efforts even more. Don't give the word power over you, because you put the word in the now and you go out the now, and the word starts governing your state of being from the eternal state of the now, and you go into time, you go into the matrix, and that's
so
where all the issues come from.
So practically we go into the labeling, and as I was reading, the labeling is making practically the thought form. Thought for manifest,
exactly.
Correct?
Exactly, correct. The mind you're using is programmed to judge everything. It's programmed to label everything. So obviously, when you're being governed by this mind, you label and judge everything. That's also how you constantly, on an everyday basis, by your active labeling, you keep certain things very well and
alive
in your reality.
Oh my God, this is, talking about, look, like I said to you, there's so many things, and I was also, I would still just give us a little, I also love the things, the info about the Agent Smith.
Well, yeah, the Agent Smith is...
it's an everyday agent.
Yeah. So of course, yeah, there's agents everywhere. As long as we still have people governed by their minds, there's agents running around.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, when you untangle yourself from this, you don't really experience agents anymore, because you become one with everyone out there, with everything around you. Become one with everything around you, so nothing can actually affect or control you anymore from the outside. Empaths, people still experience problems with people out there, because they're still materializing the problems from themselves. Like I said before, you have diametric oppositions within you, and whatever is happening within you, you're bound to experience that in the form of other personalities externally, and that these would come in the forms of agents outside, and also again wrongly labeling things outside yourself. It's all coming from within yourself, the agents.
Wow. Oh no, we are having only 5 more minutes. So please, do you mind to share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you and about your work?
Okay,
I would like you.
Yeah,
to know.
I have a website called deprogramthematrix.com, and there is a lot of information on there. If you would like to get more in touch with this kind of information and actually realize what exactly is going on here. No myth, no disinformation, I promise. This is the real thing. This is what is actually happening in this reality you are inside of. The website is Deprogram the Matrix, and I do also offer deprogramming sessions for people that would like to reach a soul-centered state of absolution. And I do that by highlighting all the distortions and all the half-truths and all the false logics that people seem to find themselves embedded with inside here, which is causing all the issues and all the problems. So yeah, Deprogram the Matrix. That's where you can find me. All my details is there.
So as a final closing thoughts, what do you think, is there hope for us as humanity, and what direction do you think we may go in?
Yes, there is hope. We're going in a good direction at the moment. If you look at what's happening right now in the reality, we can see now that it's been quite some time now that anything new has come out. There is no more new technology coming out. There's nothing new coming out anymore. And this is a sign that we've reached a point now where things cannot go any further. Like I've spoken about the zero point before, the spiraling out of the hologram has reached its exhaustion, and we're now on our way back to the source of everything, to the source of who we really are. We're on our way back there as we speak, and that is why we're becoming more and more and more conscious every single day. Eventually, we're going to become 100% fully conscious, and from this state, the absolute impossible would be possible, because we're not going to be subject to the rules and limitations that is governing this matrix anymore. All the fear is based in the matrix. So if you put the news on, if you speak to somebody that's mind-centered, they will try and share negativity with you, because everybody out there is in fear. And the fear can only enter from without to within. And the fear will remain there. As long as the matrix is there, the fear will remain there outside in the matrix. And it's your problem when you make yourself susceptible to what is happening inside of the macrocosm, to what is happening inside of the illusion. Because remember, the macrocosm, there is no microcosm in there. There is only a little bit of consciousness inside of the macrocosm, a little bit of consciousness, and it's this consciousness that is connected to everything and makes everything one. When one person becomes fully conscious, the consciousness in everyone becomes fully conscious due to the law of one.
So practically, so long we are feeding the fear, we are keeping the matrix alive.
Of course. Yeah.
Wow. Listen, this was amazing. I'm so thankful that, you know, I had a chance, you know, to get you on the show and bring this amazing information, Arno. Listen, there's so much more. Do you do actually any classes so people could actually get more in touch, or are you just doing private sessions?
At the moment, I'm doing private sessions, but I am very open. I want to start doing workshops. I want to start, reaching much more people. And
I would love to kind of play with that idea with you, honestly.
Yeah, I would love that too. Yeah, I'm completely open.
The reason why, because this, this is such a message of hope, Arno. And I think, if we could actually, work more with that energy, then we can actually kind of even help to speed up or expedite that, just pull out of that energy, shift the energy. That's all what we can do.
Yeah, that is exactly all we can do. And that is what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, listen, I so much appreciate you, for staying so late up, and thank you so much. And actually, we are coming to the end, and I very much really appreciate that. But look, like I said, I really wanted to stay in touch and kind of challenge you more on that idea. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, we can go ahead and
talk more about that. Okay.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much, and
You're
have
welcome.
A great night. And thank you,
thank
everybody,
you
for listening. Night, night.